Kind of like those days last week where it was really summer-like, 90 degrees coming up tomorrow. And on Thursday, we could have some pretty powerful thunderstorms, highs around 80. It's another reason to check in with us here for traffic and weather on the 8th on WTOP. This is where you turn when weather threatens. DuPont Circle tonight at 69 degrees and dropping a few more to the mid-60s.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, adult film star Stormy Daniels testifies at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York. Divers at the Baltimore Bridge collapse have recovered the final construction worker's body after that person was killed after the disaster.
Why Mayor Bowser and Police Chief Smith are testifying on Capitol Hill. I'm Cheyenne Kren.
Turning solar power into savings. I'm Scott Gelman.
How this area town became an enclave for Asian Americans. I'm Mike Murillo.
Nice night for the Nationals. They won the Battle of the Beltways over the Orioles 3-0. There's another game tomorrow, 12 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's another sign that the U.S. and Israel don't see eye to eye on Rafah. Some large bombs are being withheld from the Israeli army. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the pause signals American opposition to an invasion in southern Gaza.
The White House and the Pentagon are beginning to share with reporters that indeed the United States has been holding up the shipment of dozens of major pieces of ammunition to Israel out of concern that they might end up being used as part of military operations in Rafah.
The federal judge in Florida presiding over the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump has now postponed the trial indefinitely. That makes it even more unlikely Trump will go to trial before the election, says CBS's Scott McFarland.
Not a big surprise, but a pretty definitive ruling today from Judge Eileen Cannon, who, it's worth underscoring, was appointed to the bench by Donald Trump.
After more than two dozen tornadoes were reported across seven states overnight Monday into Tuesday, the storm system is now moving east. Here's the Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson.
Greatest risk for parts of Indiana, Ohio, down into Kentucky. That's where Torcon values are as high as a 5. So in addition to tornadoes, we watch for the gusty damaging winds, we watch for hail and very, very heavy rain. That will continue into the morning.
Tornadoes were spotted after dark Tuesday in southwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, and northwestern Ohio. A new study finds that as many as a fifth of all Alzheimer's cases are caused by faulty genes. CBS's Vicki Barker has details.
A gene variant called APOE4 has already been linked to Alzheimer's. This new study has found that people who've inherited two copies, one from each parent, are almost certain to develop the condition and to have symptoms up to 10 years earlier than other Alzheimer's patients.
New research finds we may be breathing in toxic chemicals coming from our car seats. CBS's Anna Werner has more on the findings.
Researchers can't say precisely what the health effects might be from breathing in those flame retardants, but they note that a 2023 U.S. National Toxicology Report found evidence of carcinogenic activity in rats and mice for the most frequently found chemical. They and others are calling for the federal flammability standard to be reevaluated, similar to how the standard for upholstered furniture was revised in 2021 to eliminate flame retardants.
The WNBA says it'll spend up to $50 million over the next 2 years to provide full-time charter flight service for its teams during the season. That means no more long security lines, cramped legroom, layovers, or missed connections or canceled flights. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 1203. Good Wednesday morning, midweek, May 8th, 2024. Welcome in. Cloudy, isolated showers, spotty though that they may be. By daybreak, Veronica says the low should be 66 to 69. We're at 69 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your Wednesday midweek, midnight hour ride. Topping the local stories we're following for you this morning, Wednesday, the body of a sixth and final construction worker was recovered Tuesday from Baltimore's Key Bridge wreckage site, bringing an end now to the week's long recovery effort. 37-year-old Jose Lopez was from Baltimore. He's confirmed as the very last of the workers recovered from the bridge collapse. Around 1:30 a.m. on that day, March 26th, you may remember the container ship Dolly collided with the bridge that morning, causing it to collapse and knocking eight men who were repairing potholes on the bridge into the Patapsco River. Two were rescued that morning. The rest had their bodies recovered in recent weeks. In a statement this morning, Maryland Governor Wes Moore has thanked the Unified Command for their work and said that the state will forever remember the lives of those six Marylanders who died in that awful bridge collapse. Meanwhile, we're learning here at WTOP this morning that crews will apparently use precision explosive charges next week to remove the large section of the Francis Scott Key Bridge draped across the bow of the Dolly container ship. The Unified Command says that the charges would be placed on the bridge truss. Now, the crew still aboard the Dolly, we're told, will also shelter in place at that time on the container ship when they are detonated. Officials believe the truss sections, they think, of the bridge will fall into the water once the explosives are detonated and will be removed later by cranes. Once the massive ship is freed from the wreckage, it will be refloated, we're told, and removed from the Patapsco River, allowing maritime traffic to begin returning to normal. WTOP at 12:05. Happening later today, Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith will be on Capitol Hill this Wednesday testifying about the encampment of the George Washington University campus. Chairman James Comer says the hearing is being held to discuss the response to the radical, anti-Semitic, and unlawful protest. But protesters say that is not a fair characterization of what's going on.
And I think that Washingtonians recognize that this is part of what makes D.C. special, is in our strong culture of folks, you know, using their First Amendment rights and standing up for what they believe in.
That's why Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Hayden Guy says D.C. police should not take action against the protesters at the pro-Palestinian encampment on George Washington University's campus. But today, a House hearing on oversight and accountability is being held to question Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Pamela Smith about what's being done to address the protest.
The hearing is a matter of political theater meant to divert attention away from the genocide.
Student protesters such as Rafael Habashi say they plan to attend the hearing on Capitol Hill as well. Cheyenne Curran, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:06 Wednesday morning. It saved D.C. residents hundreds of dollars on their bills. Now WTOP Scott Gelman reports Wednesday morning a solar power program is expanding to help thousands more residents save too.
It's part of the Solar for All program. For years, it's been helping people like Sarisa Lane Turner save money on their electric bills.
I used to think solar panels were only for wealthy households.
But that's not the case. The program is giving low to moderate income residents access to solar panels for free.
Households can save at least $500 annually on their utility bill.
So far, close to 10,000 homes have benefited. Thomas Bartholomew with the city says millions in grant funding from the EPA will help the city reach many more.
Money's tight. You know, maybe folks can, you know, spend a little bit of extra money buying some groceries or other things that they need because of the savings we've helped them achieve.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
WTOP News Time, 12:07. All this month, WTOP is celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month with stories about the people and places helping shape the DMV. This morning, WTOP's Mike Murillo takes a look at how one town in particular has become an enclave for Asian Americans in Montgomery County locally.
Over a plate of pork dumplings at Mama Wok's Chinese restaurant in Rockville.
This is the vindigo.
John Lin says.
Normally when people think about Chinatown, they think about like San Francisco or New York.
But the member of the Rockville Asian Pacific American Task Force says you might not realize Rockville is a big hub for the Asian American community.
The grocery is the key.
In the 1980s, he says it began with one Asian grocer, Mexin, moving in, and that brought in more grocers and then residents.
They can go to, you know, all the groceries and get exactly the things they have back home.
In fact, the last census found that the Asian American community is the largest racial minority group in Rockville.
You can live very comfortably. You got jobs.
The other big draw, he says, is the quality of schools in the area. In Rockville, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Be sure and go over to WTOP.com, a click away for more about this and other stories celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Just search AAPI. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. Wednesday morning, May 8th at 12:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son. I think your weather on the Yates and when it breaks, guaranteed 24-7. Welcome back to Ken Berger with us this morning at the WTOP Traffic Center. Hang on one second. Okay, can you hear me now? Are you there? Let's try this one more time. Hang on. Now you can hear me.
Yes,
I welcome you. I welcome you back and won't let you talk.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I'd be more than happy to go back to sleep. That's okay. Anyway, on southbound 95, we've got two left lanes blocked because of the work zone right around Dale Boulevard in Neabsco. You're going to find the right lane getting by. There are delays. Now, beginning to thin out a little bit because of a lighter volume of traffic for this time of the morning. However, they're still there. Once you clear all of that, by the time you get to Dumfries Road and heading all the way to the south, you're doing okay with just the work zone southbound 95 starting north of U.S. 17 Warrington Road. You're going to find the left shoulder, left lane blocked. But that particular work zone not causing any delay. On northbound 95, down in Thornburg, north of 606, you're going to find bridge maintenance work in the right lane. Also some road work northbound 95 after Virginia 3 Plank Road. One lane getting by. Also northbound 95 before Quantico. The road work blocking the left lane, but not seeing any delays on the northbound side of 95. Coming out of Fredericksburg all the way to the Springfield Interchange. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitzmall.com today. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
We're mainly dry here for your early Wednesday morning. Can't rule out a stray shower, but for the afternoon, just an isolated shower or storm, and it is going to be a hot and humid day here with temperatures this morning, 63 to 68 degrees. Your afternoon, 85 to 90 with a higher humidity. It will feel much warmer. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson at the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 69 degrees this midnight hour, Wednesday morning, May 8th here at WTOP. Brought to you this time around by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. Good morning. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Time now is 12:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Let's check in now with Jeff.
Disney Plus and Hulu had their first profits ever last quarter. ESPN Plus continued to lose subscribers. EV maker Lucid Motors reports a wider quarterly loss and delivered fewer than 2,000 vehicles last quarter. Sterling, Virginia-based D-Drone, whose technology screens for drone threats, is being acquired by Axon. That's the company that makes the taser. The Dow gained 32 points Tuesday. The Nasdaq lost 17. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Our first midnight check of Asian stocks this early morning. The Nikkei is down by 566 points. The Kospi's off 2. The Hang Seng is down 68. The Shanghai is off 13. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Adult film star Stormy Daniels takes the stand this week at Donald Trump's New York criminal hush money trial. We're in depth next for the day. It's 12:11 on WTOP. Good morning.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
At 12:12.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store has locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek. It is May 8th, 2024. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, glad you're with us this midnight hour. Cloudy with some isolated spotty showers as we head towards daybreak on your Wednesday. Veronica says a low should be somewhere between 66 and 69. We're at 69 and holding in our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning at 12:15
on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
Former porn star Stormy Daniels has testified this week at Donald Trump's New York hush money trial about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006 that resulted in her being paid off to keep silent during the presidential election a decade later. Daniels' testimony included a detailed and at times graphic accounting of an encounter Mr. Trump has denied. Daniels' testimony is central to the case, it's thought, because in the final weeks of Mr. Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, you'll remember, paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. Mr. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts here of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payments. The former president has pleaded not guilty. This morning, CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa covering the trial from inside the courtroom each day with a closer look for us.
Daniels detailed much of her alleged sexual encounter with Trump, but she was challenged by Trump's lawyers in cross-examination about her credibility and her motivations, at one point acknowledging that she hates former President Donald Trump. And this is about character as much as anything else, as the prosecution makes its case.
And in those exchanges with the defense, it got pretty heated, I understand.
It did, and Daniels is expected to take the witness stand once again on Thursday. The court will be off tomorrow on Wednesday. Daniels is part of the prosecution getting closer to bringing in the key witness in this case, Michael Cohen, the longtime Trump lawyer. She's helping to fill in the picture of what led ultimately to those hush money payments.
As we mentioned, Bob, Daniels spoke in some graphic detail about what she says was her intimacy with Donald Trump. And then we understand the judge interrupted and actually supported the defense in saying, let's not go any further. Is that an accurate accounting of what happened?
Indeed. In fact, Trump's lawyers, after Daniels finished her testimony, pushed for a mistrial, arguing that Daniels' testimony went outside the bounds of what this trial is about, which is the falsification of business records related to that hush money payment, about the broader crime and conduct of interfering in the 2016 election. But the judge reprimanded the prosecution, said at times the questioning did go out of bounds, but he did not accept the motion for a mistrial.
So help us break this down a little bit. If you're the prosecution, what were you trying to accomplish with Daniels on the stand? And did they indeed do that, or were they blocked at every move?
What's clear when I'm sitting there in the courthouse is that the prosecutors want to provide the jury with a real prism into why Michael Cohen and Donald Trump wanted to have these payments made to Stormy Daniels in October of 2016. The pressure cooker of an environment politically, but also the pressure cooker of behind-the-scenes salacious allegations that could harm Trump's campaign. So they're laying the foundation for what ultimately led Michael Cohen to take this action.
Can we finish up with any jury reaction? I mean, certainly they were paying attention. And Donald Trump's reaction today, just kind of watching Stormy Daniels as she spoke?
Well, Trump is clearly frustrated. As you watched him watch Stormy Daniels, he was talking to his lawyers. At one point, the judge said to Trump's lawyers, keep your client in line. Don't have him muttering. Don't have him cursing. So you have Trump lashing out outside the courtroom, to be sure, and inside the courtroom, visibly frustrated.
That is CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa in a conversation with our own Dimitri Sotis. Quick look this Wednesday morning midweek at some of the top stories we're following here at WTOP for you. The last of the construction workers killed in the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse has been found and removed from the Patapsco River. And the company that owns TikTok sues the federal government to keep the popular video app from being sold. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Are you ready to vote in the June 4th primary election, D.C.? Then get
ready.
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 Get
set.
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 And
vote.
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 Vote by mail, by Dropbox, or early and in person starting May 26th through June 2nd. How will you cast your vote in the June 4th primary election? Call or visit dcboe.org to learn more.
After midnight,
you're with WTOP, 19 Lane.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Coming right up this Wednesday morning after traffic and weather.
How to better protect you from harm. Dozens of firefighters from across the world meet and share information. I'm Luke Luker.
Good Wednesday morning, May 8th. Welcome in, 1218.
traffic and weather on the 8s. When it breaks, let's turn on Ken's button this time so he can talk.
And I'm making sure my microphone's turned on as well, so we got everything going. A couple of new accidents working. One in Greenbelt, Greenbelt Road and Hanover Parkway accident just called out. And then in Loudoun County in Virginia, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office reports that eastbound Little River Turnpike at southbound Zola Road in Middleburg, you've got one lane blocked because of accident activity. And then the delays continue in Virginia, southbound 95, where two left lanes are closed south of Dale Boulevard because of the road work. The delay start to prior to or just after Prince William Parkway, beginning to thin out a little bit because the traffic volume beginning to thin out, but they're still there. And then southbound 95, starting north of US 17, Warrenton Road, you find new road construction with the left shoulder left lane blocked on the northbound side of 95 down around Virginia 606. Mud Tavern Road in Thornburg, you've got bridge maintenance work with the right lane blocked. Northbound at Plank Road, Virginia 3 in Fredericksburg, one lane getting by. And then northbound 95, you've worked Quantico for the road work blocking the left lane, but none of these particular activities are causing any delays on the northbound side of 95, in which you get over the Springfield interchange onto 395. All lanes are open in either direction. There is some road work going on, however, on 66 westbound near the Roslyn Tunnel. You've got the right lane blocked on the eastbound side of 66 after the Spout Run Parkway. Two right lanes are blocked because of maintenance, but no major delays. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up.
It's very interesting.
Is it a farm or the National Mall? It's hard to tell right now. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Veronica has your forecast as we roll into this Wednesday.
Chance of a stray shower here early this morning and a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm for your Wednesday afternoon. Otherwise, it's just going to be a very warm morning and a hot and sticky afternoon. Temperatures this morning running between 63 and 68 degrees. Your afternoon, 85 to 90, feeling more like it's 94, 95 degrees with a higher humidity. Meanwhile, on Thursday already, your First Alert weather team going with a possible alert as we could have some rain and some strong, maybe even potentially severe thunderstorms. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And checking around the region this morning, airport check, Reagan National 69 degrees, BWI 68, Dallas 69 degrees. We're at 69 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protected from unseen water damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. 1221 on WTOP. Much more ahead. Stay with us.
Just a short note to tell you how pleased we are with the marvelous job Cabinet Discounters did with our complete kitchen makeover. Selecting Cabinet Discounters was the best decision ever.
That's just one of the many comments we get from our satisfied customers. See, it's important to us to work hard to meet your expectations and stay on your budget. Transforming your kitchen, your bathroom, basement, any room. So let's get started in your home. Go to CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
Do you remember that day 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, May 8th. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. Time now is 12:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
A single car crash locally on the Beltway killed two people Tuesday afternoon yesterday. The crash happened, we're told, around 12:40 on the outer loop just before I-95 in Prince George's County. Dead this morning are the driver, 74-year-old Dorothy Skinner of Beltsville. Also killed is a 14-year-old girl, Lauren Jones of Hyattsville. Now, three others are injured as well. One of them said to be in very critical condition this morning. Investigators don't know what caused the car to leave the road and crash into the wooded area. The Rockville Volunteer Fire Department has been scammed, apparently, out of $220,000 raised to buy new ambulances. Moco 360 reports this morning the group learned just last week that it was apparently victimized by an unknown actor. The Volunteer Fire Department's bank managed to secure more than half of the amount in the end and returned it to the account. The group has filed reports now locally with Montgomery County Police and the FBI and says it's implementing more safeguards to fight identity theft in the future. They have come from as far as Fiji in Croatia and as close as D.C. They are firefighters who are trying to collaborate and share info to better keep you safe. WTOP's Luke Lukert with that.
55 countries are represented here at the first ever World Fire Congress. U.S. Fire Administrator Lori Moore Merrill.
The fire service leaders from around the world to have a conversation about challenges that we are all facing.
One focus of this year's summit is dealing with fires that spark from lithium-ion batteries that you may have in your electric vehicle or iPhone.
EV cars, they're hard to put out. Understanding what we're really facing and not just what we think we're facing.
D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly says they hope to learn more from countries that have more EVs on the road. They also hope to share information on fires in large structures like apartment buildings.
But I'm interested in seeing what our friends and counterparts in Asia are doing. They have environments that are much more condensed than ours.
In downtown D.C., Luke Luger, WTOP News.
It was delayed. An up-close look at cutting-edge technology out there in the agriculture industry that we're looking at now as we hear from WTOP's Nick Iannelli Wednesday morning.
It's very interesting.
Tony Fitzgerald was visiting the Natural History Museum with her two grandsons, but when they caught a glimpse of these big tractors, combines, and other large-scale farming tools, they had to come over here and see what it was all about.
Once we found out we could get into all the different machines, we had to stay longer.
The idea is to show off the latest cutting-edge technology, some guided by artificial intelligence that helps farmers do their jobs in a more efficient and eco-friendly way. Nick Tyndall is with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, which organized the event.
All this technology is all about doing more with less, and that has tremendous environmental sustainability benefits.
On the National Mall, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
At 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
And our first midnight hit Wednesday morning with Rob.
The Nationals blanked the Orioles 3-0 in the Beltway Series.